Welcome, everybody. Share number 1395 in the writing is share number 547. Getting back to the halachas of brachas. Okay, so the halachas is if one in general is eating two apples. Let's say somebody's eating two apples, right? So we're in the middle of the halachas of kadima b'brachas, the priority in brachas, and these we want to keep in mind. These are halacha lemaisa, what has to be done when one is eating in conjunction with brachas. It's not like, well, it's a good thing to make a bracha on a complete item. It's a good thing to make a bracha on the shivas aminim. No, it's halacha lemaisa. This is what must be done. Okay, so the halacha is in general, if one is eating, for example, two apples, and one apple is incomplete. One apple is not complete, right? Not full. And the other apple is complete. So you have one apple that's cut, let's say, in half in pieces, and one apple that's complete. So the bottom line is, one must make the bracha. So you make over here bracha priyoyitz. You can make one bracha priyoyitz for the whole thing, for the incomplete apple, for the broken pieces, and for the regular apple, you're going to make one bracha priyoyitz for the whole thing. So one must make the bracha of ho'eitz on the apple which is complete. You have to make the bracha of ho'eitz on the apple that is full, that is whole. And that will cover the apple which is incomplete, which is not complete. Now, The same thing would apply with all foods, whether it's other fruits. So, for example, two oranges, or as we spoke, a plum. Somebody's eating, let's say, a plum and an apple. One should be careful to make the bracha on the complete fruit. It's a very important thing to make the bracha on a complete item. The exception would be if one of the foods is from the shivas aminim. Then, if it's one of the fruits is from the shivas aminim, for example, a grape, right? For example, a pomegranate, fig, these type of things. Then the bracha must be made on the fruit from the shivas aminim, even though it might not be a complete fruit. Okay, then because the shivas aminim we make first, even though it's incomplete, even though it's not complete. That's what we spoke about in the past. Then the other fruits which are on the table will be covered through the bracha of ha'eitz made on the fruit from the shivas aminim. Okay, and or the same thing would apply if the person had it in mind. It would also be good. But the point is over here also that the shivas aminim, when it comes to shivas aminim, then the bracha must be made on that fruit, even though it might not be complete. When the other fruits are not from the shivas aminim, or all the fruits are from the shivas aminim, right? So then the bracha has to be made on the complete fruit. Now, the same thing would apply in conjunction with other foods. For example, one is eating, let's say, cookies, right? Somebody's eating cookies. They should always make the mezonos on a complete cookie. And make the mezonos on a complete cookie and have in mind the other cookies. Or if the other cookies are in front of you, would also be good. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. A lot of times, a person eats cookies. Some of the cookies are broken. Some of the cookies are whole. And it could be even you like certain type of cookie better, right? But if you're eating all these cookies in one sitting, and maybe this type of cookie, that type of cookie, the most important thing, the halacha is you have to make the bracha on the shalom, on the complete item, even though you like the other cookie better. Okay, it always has to be, the halacha is that it has to be made on a shalom, a complete item. It applies even if the person likes the incomplete item better. That's what we say in the Mishabura brings down, vafilum chatzi chaviv, even though the partial fruit or the partial cookie, whatever it might be, is chaviv to you, is more desirable, yoyser shalom odiv, I'm sorry, vafilum chatzi chaviv yoyser, even though the broken piece is more desirable, shalom odiv. So we still say complete comes first. Complete always comes first before desirable. And we've spoken about in the past that when you're making a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be on a complete item. If you don't have a complete item, we'll talk about then you make the bracha on the piece. That's not the issue. But over here, we want to make a bracha in the best possible manner. It's not just a question of making a bracha. Yeah, thank you, Hashem. Very nice. All good. No, we want to make it in the best possible manner. And what's the most bakovedik, honorable manner to make it is on a complete item. We have a complete item. I make the bracha. I praise Hashem on this complete item and not a broken item piece of food. If the old broken piece of food is all I have, so then of course we make the bracha on that. And the same thing with the shivas aminim. Even though you have complete, but shivas aminim are on a higher level, the Torah goes out of its way to praise those fruits. So we're showing Hashem here, even if it's a broken piece, but still it's from the shivas aminim, those very special fruits. On that I want to make the bracha and show praise to you. So that's an important thing to keep in mind as we learn these halachas of kedima bebrachas, priority. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.